Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And in addition to having won the battleground states of North Carolina, I love these places, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, we are now winning in Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, and Alaska, which would result in us carrying at least 315 electoral votes, but But it's much easier doing what the networks did or whoever called it, because there was no other path. There was no other path to victory.
And Trump wins. America saved. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hour number two of the Bob Rose Show is beginning right now. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Go Trump go, securing at least 277 electoral votes, 270 needed to clinch the win. So he is in. It's a magnificent victory for the American people. And I personally, I'm extremely happy.
Oh, yeah.
World leaders, including Bibi Netanyahu, extremely happy.
Mm-hmm.
Worldwide funds, bitcoins, and other things all are reacting positively. So there is plenty to celebrate, especially if Trump was your guy. If not, maybe not so much. Although here in Alachua County, the Dems held fast and pretty much stuck to their candidates. And so you're not going to see a lot of change there. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, she won. We'll congratulate her personally in about an hour or less. Also, we've got the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, will join us at 9:05, give his take on some of the election results. We just heard from Chad Johnson. He will be taking over Chuck Clemens' old seat in the Florida House. In Florida Senate District 9, Stan McClain took care of business there. And Congress, U.S. Congress, District 4, Aaron Bean. District 5, John Rutherford. Rick Scott wins his Senate race and very well could be the new Senate majority leader. Okay.
Yeah.
So lots of great things are going on and happening, and we're very excited. So there's some interesting things I want to try looking forward. What is going to happen now in terms of the media? In other words, the likes of MSNBC have suffered miserably with very poor ratings for a substantial period of time. And these folks, I mean, it's pretty clear where they come from, a hardcore left-of-center agenda. Hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why I think their ratings are not very good, because you could be a Democrat and not identify well at all with this radicalism that has been pervasive. You know, this far-left Marxist-type mentality. I hate to use the term Marxist as
true,
you know,
it,
see, this is a term that actually applies and fits to them. They call you, you know, that they call their enemy what they are, and they claim their enemy is doing what they intend or want or would like to do. So is MSNBC, are they going to change the way they do things? The reason I ask the question, one reason is Jeff Bezos, Washington Post said, we're not going to endorse anybody for president, and we're not going to do it moving forward. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons he cited was because the credibility of the mainstream media has eroded to the point to where there's not much credibility there at all. The only people that give them any marks for credibility are the ones who are just following that far left agenda, and they've been brainwashed, frankly. Thank the good Lord that that's not a majority of Americans, or this election would have been lost.
Yeah.
You know, Oprah Winfrey the other day echoed some of the stupid things that the Democrats had been saying. And mm-hmm. now this, whether you like her or not, you cannot say she is not a very intelligent and successful woman.
Oh, absolutely.
She clearly is.
Absolutely.
And here's the thing. She knew Donald Trump probably, I mean, as good as anybody outside of his family and close personal friends knew him.
Sure, yeah.
They traveled in the same circles. He was on the show many, many times. And then she came out at the last minute and said, this very well could be the last election that we ever get to vote in. If Trump wins.
She knows better.
Exactly.
She knows that's not true.
And
that's
what's irritating. And I think that enough Americans saw, you know, that it was such, such a lie that they were being told. They felt, you know what? American voters, in a lot of cases, they felt disrespected. I said, the Democrats think they can just lie through their teeth and we're still expected to vote for them because historically we have voted for them. Well, it didn't work this time. So my question is the media or some aspects of the lefty media, will they change direction a little bit? Will they steer a little bit back toward center? Just from a business perspective, if you're doing the same thing every day and wondering why your ratings are eroding,
right.
Maybe you're not doing the right thing every day. You know, and these are big companies and they're run by so-called very smart people. And it's like, really, are you that ensconced in your, you know, bi-coastal mentality that you don't get it? I mean, clearly you don't. But I mean, what about focus groups and other things, tools that they have to use to help give them some direction?
I think they think they're right. And that's the problem. I think they are right, and the people that don't agree with them are wrong or misled or brainwashed or whatever. I don't see them changing, because as I'm watching them this morning, they're having to acknowledge Donald Trump's going to be president, number 47. And at the same time, they're saying things like, well, he already told us what he was going to do, this administration. And they're pulling out all the stupid things, the one-liners. There was even a discussion of, you know, well, now will they still try to put him in jail before the election? I mean, they are trying to plant whatever seeds still they can, because they're looking all down and sad-faced and looking like Eeyore. And I don't think that they will acknowledge that, hey, people, you're wrong.
That's interesting, because in business, usually it's about a fiduciary responsibility. You want ratings. You want to make money. You're in the business of making money. It is capitalism. And yet, I guess the agenda or emotions override that to the point to where you don't care as much about the money. It's about the brainwashing or sticking to a certain agenda, whether it is working or not. That's something else. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Pete, good morning.
Good morning. It's a wonderful morning. The progressive media is acting like children having a temper tantrum. And one of the ways they're doing that is they're refusing to declare states for Trump. We all know how they drag their feet on Wisconsin. And right now, in Michigan, Trump's got 50%. Harris, 48.1, is a 100,000 vote lead with 97% of the votes counted, and they're still not declaring Michigan for Trump. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. So, and you know what? A postmortem from the mainstream media might not happen immediately.
Right.
I don't think they're going to have an epiphany here. But you'd think if they go back to the drawing board and they're sitting in their managerial meetings and their board meetings, somebody's got to bring it up and go, hey, We're kind of sucking eggs over here. Yeah. What do we need to do?
If they will acknowledge it. If they will indeed acknowledge it. That's the key.
It is very interesting. Now, people, they might be even tougher to change them.
Yeah.
Because, look, no one wants to say their baby's ugly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is my agenda, my baby, my Democrat Party. I'll defend them. And it's hard for them to realize, oof, that baby is ugly.
Ugly.
That's an ugly baby.
Capital UG.
That's an ugly baby. Good morning, and it is a great morning. I didn't have to snort any antidepressants at all.
Woo!
Coming up next, what's bugging you? A chance for you to air it out, get it off your chest, whatever is irritating you, so you can be in an even more pristine mood.
Yes.
877-975-9825. Call in now. If you don't get through right away, please call back. What's bugging you is next, and it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm not happy. I'm very sad.
I'm a little confused. Maybe you can help me out here.
What do you think?
On a roller coaster of emotion.
I'm gonna scream.
Time to air it out.
Scream.
What's bugging you?
I'm so excited.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. And thank you for supporting what we do. The Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy, Sky Radio. Thank you. Thank you. It is time now for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Rita. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Absolutely nothing is bugging me today. I just want to say thank you so much for everything you have done. You guys have been on the front lines of educating the public, explaining the amendments, doing everything so that everyone in your local vicinity knew what they were doing when they were going in to vote yesterday. Amendment 4 blocked. I am over the moon happy. President Trump on the way. Fantastic. Thank you. We couldn't have done it without you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
No.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You have an awesome day.
And
appreciate
call,
that.
And call back during things that make you smile and can say the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. Congrats to the Trumpinator. What's bugging me, and this is probably more of a first world problem, hearkening back to when Richard Nixon announced, you won't have me to kick around anymore. But when the White House door hits Biden in the butt for the last time as we boot him, we'll have 75% of our what's bugging you reason just evaporate. What are we going to do? We're going to have to just whine about potholes in Gainesville. All right, thanks, guys.
Well, that means there'll be plenty to complain about.
You know what?
Yeah, so.
Joe Biden did his part.
Yes, he did.
He undermined Kamala just enough.
Yes, he
attached
did.
Her to his hip when it came to those losing issues like the border. So as much as he has not been an upstanding person or politician, in my opinion, he on his way out, he gave her a little jib-jab, and maybe that was part of what was enough to overcome them. Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. Honestly, no complaints this morning. It's going to be a great day. Think I might do a little surfing and ride that red wave right on into January. But thank you, gentlemen, for what y'all do, and all you who voted out there yesterday. And, man, I tell you, I couldn't be more excited this morning.
Right on. I think many, many people are sharing that emotion. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, I guess I do have a bugging because they have not counted the house yet, and that's bugging me. But what's actually really bugging me is Alachua County. We already voted on the at-large single district seat, and now they're going to say that it's overturned. We've already voted that we don't want at-large, and that Anna Pritchy and Mary Alford, they have done nothing for the western and southern part of Alachua County. They just are lockstep with all of their little Democrat buddies, and that's what's bugging me.
Well, that at-large thing, I agree with you, never should have been on the ballot. The people already spoke back in 2022, and a judge also spoke and said, look, it doesn't matter. It's not going to go through one way or another. Mm-hmm. Of course, the county will use that to try to bring it up again, and they'll use taxpayer money to continue to fight through lawsuits, etc. Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
Not a thing is bugging me today, Bob. I'm so happy. I want to say praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Daniel says that it's God who raises up kings, and thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving our country. And Bob, we didn't stop Kamala. We stopped the fourth term of Obama. We have saved our rights, and I'm so happy. Only have a caution: now that you Republicans have a mandate, you better push forward the agenda. We need to secure this country. We need to restore this country. And Bob, thank you for what you've done, and I'm just very ecstatic. Let's ride this out. Let's go ahead and reach out to our brothers, their fellow Americans. Let's bring them out of the brainwashing, and let's become Americans. We need to become Americans. I'm just very happy, Bob. Thank you.
Right on, Tony. Love it. Great call. Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
Yeah, what bugs me is when Ted Cruz gave his accepted speech down there in Texas, he never once mentioned that his opponent played football.
Why am I missing?
I don't know.
Missing.
I'm not sure.
I apologize I'm not aware. I honestly, I mean, Ted Cruz was just has not been in the headlines for me, like not on my radar.
It's been a tough, this is going to be a tough, it was a
I
tough
I heard
one
it was
him.
Going to be a very tough battle, but other than that, I apologize if I didn't get the joke, I do. Jeff, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is whatever Trump does from this point out won't happen fast enough, and every deportation that happens will be framed as a crime against humanity, I guarantee it. And the last 4 years is an example of what happens when somebody's put in office instead of voted into office. God bless America.
All right. Let's go to Steve. What's bugging you?
Mercedes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Mercedes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I wanted to say, what a happy day. This is unbelievable that we have our president back in the Oval Office. Oh, what a happy day. Thank you.
Indeed. Yeah, now I think I've got Steve. What's bugging you?
Hey, I just want to say I'm a big Trump supporter, but where was Mr. Heavenly Father in 2020 when Trump lost and that devil Biden was stuck into office? Invoking some Heavenly Father Sky Daddy is patently absurd, dude.
Well, sometimes the Lord works in mysterious ways, and sometimes bad things happen so that it allows for the glory of God to be revealed. And so there you go. But you don't have to believe that, but you don't have to hate it either, do you?
Yeah, but he likes to call in and not like the good things that we talk about.
No, you either
sometimes
believe or you don't, but don't take issue with those who do. That's part of the cornerstone of America, freedom of the expression of your religious beliefs. David, what's bugging you?
Oh, Bob, if you remember the first time President Trump got elected, well, we had the very same scenario with the House and the Senate, and they squandered it. So I'm just afraid that they're going to do the same thing if they don't elect correct people to run the Senate and the House. Thank you.
Yeah, well, this time around, you know, we've already had 4 years. Find the skeletons in the closet, see who the squishy people are, hold them to account, hold their feet to the fire in a much greater way than they've done in the past. And I know Trump's going to surround himself with some really awesome people this go around for sure. It is 7:28. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to say winner, winner, chicken dinner to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. That's coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending now on The Sky.
This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
The news that's trending.
Yeah, look what happened. Is this crazy?
The news that's now.
I will fight for you, for your family. I will not rest until we have delivered the strong, safe, and prosperous America that our children deserve.
The local coverage you need. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Well, I want to thank you all very much. This is great. These are our friends. We have thousands of friends in this incredible movement. This was a movement like nobody's ever seen before. This was, I believe, the greatest political movement of all time. There's never been anything like this in this country, and maybe beyond.
You can continue those chants to yourself or aloud. USA, USA. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:36, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. But the answer is always yes. The dollar soars. Bitcoin hits record as Trump claims victory. More than a victory. Yep. And that's according to County Commissioner for Miami-Dade District 6, Kevin Marino Cabrera. He made the historic announcement last evening as Americans awaited election results. And he said, Miami-Dade supports President Trump and declares, Kamala, you're fired. For the first time in over 30 years, Miami-Dade County has turned red in a presidential election. He said, over the past 8 years, we've narrowed the voter registration gap with Democrats from around 200,000 to less than 35,000. In 2016, Clinton carried Miami-Dade by 30 points. Biden then carried it by 7 in 2020. But today, Trump won decisively.
Nice.
Today, our community has spoken. They have voted for families, their livelihoods, and a future that promises to thrive under conservative leadership. This is more than a victory. It's a realignment that demonstrates that Miami-Dade voters agree with the principles of the Republican Party, lower taxes, less government, and more freedom. And that was met with many cheers. The economy, obviously, the huge, probably the biggest item for most people. But the underlying thing that may not have been polled effectively enough, and that would be the party that wants to mutilate children, who really don't think that parents have the right to know whether their minor child is going to get is going to get an abortion or have their breasts removed.
Yeah.
And I think that undercurrent of what the Democrats have stood for on that side of it. And you know, people in, you know, men in drag reading to children at story time. I just think that was a really difficult thing for a lot of people to get their head around. And they just quite couldn't understand why that would be promoted. Look, it's one thing to say, look, we're consenting adults. What you do behind closed doors is your business. It's an entirely different thing when you involve children in any aspect of it. And that's what was happening. And people stood up and said, hey, don't mess with the kids on any of those levels. I think that maybe wasn't as big per se is an issue as something like the economy, because you're reminded of the poor economy every time you go to the gas pump, every time you go to the gas station, anytime you try to get a loan. You are reminded. I think the border thing played a large role as well. And who do we have?
Oh, it's not showing up. Not showing up on your screen?
No.
Oh, that's weird. I know why. Okay, got Tim Martin from the Republican Committee online.
Okay,
talking about voter turnout this year.
Tim Martin from the Republican Executive Committee, Alachua County. Good morning, sir. You have to be very pleased in some ways, but maybe not as pleased as you could have been, especially with Alachua County. What do you say, sir?
I think that's pretty accurate. I'm proud to announce that the Republican turnout looks like it rolled in at about 88% of registered Republicans yesterday, which is absolutely historic.
Wow.
And I'm real proud of the turnout there for all of us. And I'm sure, kudos to you for helping do your little part as well. Overall, it looks like Alachua turnout was 83%, which is also historic. The previous record was in 2020 that was only about 75% back then. So we really blew that out of the water by, I guess, 8 points if you do the math. Yes, we're super, excited about the, where we were able to contribute and get some victories. But yes, admittedly, I'm a little disappointed in some of the local initiatives. I thought we had some great candidates, had some great campaigns going on, and yet still just come up a little bit short last night.
Yeah, I think one of the big ones probably had to be Emery Ganey, who has had such a long, great career in law enforcement. He helped to clean up situations and issues with other sheriff's offices. He was appointed by the governor, and he just has a fantastic track record. It's very clear that people that work for him, many of them came back to work, that have a lot of experience, and that's pretty rare. They came back in a strong showing, but I guess the actual voters in Alachua County, it wasn't enough, although it was razor thin, the margin. Do you know whether or not it's at the point where it will be an automatic recall, Tim?
I don't believe that there is an automatic recall in place, statute per se here in Alachua County, but I'm not totally sure. I know that there will be a canvassing of certain precincts and that sort of thing, but those are already things that automatically happen anyways, regardless. Yeah, I am real disappointed with the sheriff race, admittedly, and I think we'll have to see in a few months because. If I'm not mistaken, there's still a lawsuit with that Chad Scott is involved in. I also believe that he's going to have a stack of resignations on his desk at day one, which is going to be disappointing for the public at large here in Alachua County because there's mass exodus over at the sheriff's office that does not vote.
Unfortunately, your signal is turned bad on us, but Tim Martin, we always appreciate your input, and he's a director or chairman, I guess I should say, the Republican Executive Committee, Alachua County. I think was he referring to some legal issues pertaining to Chad Scott?
Yeah, there are still some things that are potentially going on, I guess, him being connected, obviously, to the
previous Clovis Watson.
We got him back real quick for a little wrap-up.
Okay,
here.
Sure. Is he on? All right, Tim, you there?
Yeah, sorry about that. I was saying about the sheriff's race, it's going to be interesting to see because there could be a stack of resignations on Chad's desk when he takes office at day one, and that's going to be a real letdown for the people of Alachua County at large, from a crime standpoint. And he may wish that he didn't win the race, at that point, but we'll just have to see on that.
Is there some legal things that are hanging over his head? And I can't honestly say I'm fully aware.
I believe there is. And if I'm not mistaken, it was kicked to the district court north of us in Lake City. But, it was primarily focused on Clovis Watson originally. And I think he was just kind of caught in the net with regards to that, to some of that. So I don't know that story is completely written just yet.
Okay. All right. Well, always appreciate your time and keep up the hard work, Tim.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. Tim Martin, Republican Executive Committee, Alachua County. And the big view, Trump wins.
Yep.
Trump wins.
Yep.
It is the happiest of hump days, Trump days. I've been waiting four long years to be able to say this, to live this moment. Thank the good Lord that we all have the breath still in us and we're alive to be able to do that. And thank you for your continued awesome support of what we do here. The Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy, and 97.3 The Sky. God has blessed America. Good morning. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the happiest of hump days, Trump days. Indeed. All right. I also want to remind you what has happened in Florida with the amendments. And the biggest ones were 3 and 4. 3 being the weed. That did not pass. It was fairly close. Did not pass. And number 4, the abortion one, did not pass. And that was, a fairly close margin, I guess you could say. You got to have 60% to pass.
Right.
Both of them fell short. And, well, we could talk about that coming up in a little bit. But first, on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, let's connect with Tom, the poll worker. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, say, I just wanted to let everybody know that as a nonpartisan poll worker, I think we can be confident that the election did, you know, run very smoothly here in Alachua County. So that's, you know, a benefit to the hard work that everybody did. But more importantly, this election, I think nationwide, we've seen a real realignment of the political parties. It's not the political parties that we remember from decades ago. And so I think in Alachua County, you know, even if the views of the county might not align with some of your views, there are a lot of opportunities talking with your neighbors to get them over to kind of common sense. So I'd encourage us to all kind of have a good conversation about that and come to things that we can agree on as Americans if we just talk about the things that we agree on and that we can help each other with.
Yeah,
well said. And yeah, we hope that that is the deal. The funny thing is, the left had so, you know, staked their claims that, you know, Trump's going to be a dictator. Trump is like Hitler. Trump is a fascist. And, and when they use language like that, it's difficult to find a starting point. They call, you know, MAGA people like extremists and they call them garbage. But we know, if we're being honest and we take a step back, that if you look at the changes in these parties, the Republican Party has changed for the better and become much more recognizing the average American's needs.
Yeah.
Their needs, whereas the Democrat Party pushed to a radical left and promoted ideas and ideals that aren't necessarily, you know, what we would call all-American. So, yes, though they called us the dividers, but as it turns out, they very much were the dividers. But you know what? In the end, maybe it didn't matter because Trump wins a historic surge in New York Jewish vote. So even though all of the rhetoric and propaganda that the lefty media, which controls 90% of the media, even though all that ugliness that they spewed out, look. Do you think the vast majority of Jewish people would vote for anybody that they thought would resemble Hitler in any way, shape, or form in any way?
Mm-hmm.
Of course not. Absolutely not. So that tells you something. And then you look at Trump got big help from the black vote and actually had broken or is breaking Hispanic voting records. So it is, you know, talk about uniting. The Republican Party has been uniting. Trump has been uniting. And really, the lefty call from the, you know, the media circles has
racists.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. Look, we elected a black man as president for 8 years. This is not a racist country. Blacks broke out of, you know, their cultural ensconcements, if you will, broke out of them to support Trump. We're not a racist nation. And anybody who continues to tell you that, you should tell them to zip it. Because we're not. Now, does that mean it still exists in certain pockets of certain places here and there? Of course, just like all other ugliness. is still around because, you know what, we're made up of human beings and we are flawed and we're not perfect and some are, well, slightly more flawed than others. But yeah, I just think that, you know, you're getting a lot of the black vote. You're getting breaking records with Hispanics. You got the majority of the Jewish vote in New York. I think that, you know, people's wallets and pocketbooks and their budgets weighed on them heavily as part of their decision. And then the open border issue and how it was done and how it was handled. When Joe Biden opened up the borders with purpose, he repealed what Trump had. Wait in Mexico for your asylum hearing. He did away with that. How can you in good conscience ever explain that to somebody in a way that makes sense? You can't. You can't. You know why? Because the act itself is indefensible. And that's just one of the many things they did to open the border up. They haven't even really pulled the lid off of what's going to be big stories, I think, about NGOs and the billions of dollars that were spent through these NGOs, non-government organizations, who traveled around the world to give tickets to give advice to give instructions to migrants around the world that now is your opportunity to come to America. All you got to do is show up that southern border and you are in. And so all of that, I think the American people were wise to it. And the fact that the Democrats continued to lie about it and then they denied it. And Mayorkas was a great example of just such a, you know, in your face, lie right to your face about issues with the border. He wouldn't call it a crisis for the longest time.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, when they finally had to admit it was a crisis, they somehow tried to assign blame to Trump. And of course, that fell completely flat. And at the very waning moments of the campaign, all of a sudden, Kamala said something about securing the border, and we need more people there, more border patrol. But did that at the very last minute, and it, instead of that helping her like she thought it would, it actually worked against her because I think some people said, you know, you really are a lying sack of potatoes. You really, really are. Mm-hmm. You literally will say anything.
Absolutely.
Good morning. Welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Don't go anywhere because coming up next, we are going to talk to winner Congresswoman Kat Kamick. She is on limited, well, she's on no sleep, which usually makes her even more interesting than she normally is, which is a pretty high bar. So you definitely want to stick around for that. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.